311.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great Sunday so far, even as we've eaten and we've relaxed, or we're probably on the verge of eating, you're just cooking, whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for making it VOB 92.9. And we trust that you're having a great weekend. It's a long weekend. I hope you're getting some long rest and long time of rest and just really enjoying it. It's the 311 radio show here. I am Crystal J. Paul. And of course, as usual, we have the Barbados Fire Service. And today we have Fire and Life Safety Officer Andre Wharton.
Please, good afternoon, Barbados.
And Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Hi, and a happy Easter to each and every one of you.
Yes, yes. How are you both doing? I trust that things are going well, or well enough at least.
Well, most definitely, at this point in time, no complaints. It is, as persons refer to it, the Holy Week. So we're giving thanks and we're giving praise, remembering what this occasion is, what the remembrance of it, the significance of it. And to those of us out there who are celebrating and remembering the sacrifice that was made on our behalf, you know, that's what we're doing. We're just giving praise. I'm just giving praise. I'm just being thankful.
Amen. That's correct. Amen, sister. And well, tomorrow is Easter Monday, and there are so many people who will be ending their Lenten period and, you know, getting back to the things that they were doing before. But, you know, I always say it's good to have 40 days of attaining this holiness. But, you know, it's best to make it 365 days.
I definitely agree.
Yes.
Well, I can say for me, yes, that challenge that I put myself on at the beginning of the life. I'm holding steadfast. I'm seeing the end of the road approaching.
Amen.
It is quite true. The race is definitely not for the swift, but those who can endure to the end.
That's correct. That's correct. That is correct. That's correct. And you know, as you're saying that, I know that on an Easter Monday, maybe people are used to gathering together and celebrating, you know, just that end, or just a bank holiday on the whole.
Exactly.
And they're not able to do that this year, or maybe some people might still try to sneak in a little thing or two. We're going to be talking about that. But you know, we want to discourage such activities. And, you know, especially when we're just on lockdown and you're seeing people around the country and around the world, doing Zoom parties, and it would have looked and felt a bit weird. You know, I guess you've gotten used to it, quote unquote, but we want to encourage everybody to be safe.
I can tell you, the Zoom thing, yes, it is a new initiative, the Zoom parties and whatever else, but I went to a Zoom concert that was the bomb. You see where the Halle Berry concert? I'm telling you. And the beautiful thing about these Zoom parties, right, at least that one in particular, is that even on another day that I'm feeling, you know what, I just need some sort of upliftment, I can go back and I can watch it again. Listen, people are crying COVID, but COVID has shown how resilient people are. It has shown how creative we can be, and it has shown that nothing can keep us down if we really put our minds to what we want.
That's right.
That's right.
My goodness. And you know, I was just thinking yesterday that once upon a time there was no Zoom. You know, we used to pick up the phone and call each other. Now, I mean, just to have a conversation with two people, you have to generate a Zoom link. And I'm like, but we could just pick up the phone. You know, it's
oh my, and again, it goes back to again abuse of whatever is out there. We have substance abuse, but we also have technology abuse.
That's right, that's true, that's so true. But you know, we just give thanks, and it's good to be able to meet even via Zoom as we're doing now. and yeah. record and have a good laugh and still enjoy company, although virtually. And we just wish people a good day, good weekend. Yes, hope we're having a good weekend and a good day tomorrow. We remember these restrictions are still in force, some are. And we just want to encourage people to remember these restrictions. If they're going to the beach, to remember there are still restrictions there and to keep your distance as well. And just keep
still observing the 6 to 9 and the 3 to 6. That is for the beaches, for the parks. So social distancing, 6 feet apart from each other, face covering, mask, shield. Just trying to keep it safe. We have recognized the numbers have started to decrease.
Yes.
And we're praying that it continues on that trajectory. And just, you know, let us go back to how we used to be before. But to still err on caution, we know that we're not hearing about the community spread as much. We're hearing more about households. People 5 and 6, 7 people in a household that have to be treated at one of the facilities for the virus, for the coronavirus. Now, that in itself raises an issue for us, and people are like, all right, so what should you get picked up today? So, so what I'm basically saying to you is if you find yourself in a situation like that, one of the things that we are begging, we're admonishing you to do is to remember before you have to go to the facility, ensure that all non-essentials have been turned off, have been plugged out. So therefore, no one is there. There's no need for the television to still remain in. There's no need for the stereo to remain in, the fan and those kind of things. The fridge, that is an essential. So yes, I don't expect that when you come back that you need spoiling, you have to start over because I don't have any money in my pocket to give you to buy not even a ham cutter. That's how wrecked it is.
And it would have to be a ham cutter, yes.
So what we're asking is that you do that check, make sure that everything is in okay order or is in good order when you leave it there. You don't want to know that you're up there and then you hear somebody call and say to you, your house is on fire or something, you know, things happen. Again, if you have a neighbor that your buddy that you can just give your key to and ask, you know what, we'll just check in, make sure everything is okay. Being the buddy system, again, being each brother's, our brother's keeper, being our brother's keeper, being that friendly neighbor, back to the old time days. If you can give the person a key and just get them to check in to make sure everything is okay, everything is all right at your residence, it should give you a peace of mind. I know some of us, we think in terms when you have to leave your place, oh my God, everybody know that I'm home. They can see the lighting coming on at a certain time. And for somebody, hey, you up there instead of getting better, you up there so stressed. You know, yourself only causing yourself not to go open a ventilator.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. I really see a little bitch and just kicking there. Let me go.
That's
back.
All right.
So at the end of the day, we want you to be up there. We want you to be, you know, at least some have some balance of reassurance that things at home are in a particular order. It would help with your recovery as well.
That's true. But those are good points to note because those are things that people would not think about. I mean, if you're going to be in isolation, if you're going to one of the facilities, you would not be thinking about unplugging the fan. But then that is something, I mean, you want to come back and see your space all intact. And these are tips that really would need to be taken into consideration because it would be a sad day knowing or hearing any news. And that would just be devastating to you as an individual and trying to get better, trying to recover from this virus only to hear that your home is on fire and so on. So I believe that you're saying this for a reason.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's something to take into consideration. Yes.
Most definitely. As I said, it's not everything that we always hear in the news. So a word to the wise is enough.
Yes. Fair enough. All right, so we definitely have to remember these things. And even generally speaking, whether you're going to a facility or you're going to work, to just remember to adhere to these safety precautions, because as you said, a word to the wise is just wonderful. I'm going to say that, right? Because you wouldn't want to have to hear this and not take heed. And then something happens and you say, oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, which then leads us to the point that you wanted to discuss today in terms of insurance.
Yes. So that also, as you say, it ties into that as well. And this is now, again, this would be more on the commercial side for us, since we don't have much persons requesting inspections of their home. And we'll talk about that after. But yes, when it comes to the commercial buildings, one of the things that we've recognized within our unit, because obviously when the inspection is done, it comes to us, we have to peruse. And one of the things about perusing is putting information, not just looking at it as blank information, but putting the information together and forming a story. And the story that I'm seeing, or the story that is coming out now, is that a number of commercial places that used to be insured before, they're no longer. And let's be frank, we can understand why. The COVID situation has really did a number on the businesses. And we find that persons would try to mitigate loss, would try to mitigate loss. And, you know, you sit down, it's like you sit down at the table and you ask, so how am I going to spoil my features? What am I going to do? What is it that I have to do without? And we find that the majority of the time, the sacrifice would be insurance. I've been in business for so much years. I've paid out so much money. Nothing ever happened. What are the chances that it's going to happen this year? And I'm not here. I don't work for the insurance company. Let me declare my hand in the early. I'm not getting any commission off of this. But I want persons to still remember that if something happens, now you're putting yourself even at greater risk, because you don't have that measure there now to assist you in getting back on your feet in a timely manner. It means that everything that you would have worked for, everything that you would have put into that business has now gone up in flames, whether it be flames, whether it be hurricane season. As I said, we don't know what will happen. It could be a truck just driving loses control, crashes into the building. We don't know. Things happen out there. We only think sometimes in terms of fire. And because of our tunnel vision, we tend to not see other things that are around us that can affect us. If it be a leaning a coconut tree, the damage that it can have, if it becomes uprooted and it lands on your building, the damage that it can cause to the integrity right. of the structure. So let's stop just thinking in terms of fire. Let's just stop thinking in terms of flooding. Be more consistent, be more aware of what it is that is going on around us. Now, if you can make some sort of arrangement with the insurance companies, I would suggest, instead of just stop paying the premium, to, you know, talk. And I think that is something that we as agents, we as people, we really don't like to talk. We don't want people to know what our financial situation is. I can declare my early, I break. I broke.
But you know what?
No shame in my game. I ain't got it.
That's right. And the institutions are actually appreciating you calling them and letting them know what's happening. Rather than them calling you, you're totally ignoring the call.
Exactly.
You know, they want to know what's going on. To see, it's better to pay a dollar, for instance, than to not pay $100 totally. Because so you have some kind of movement on your account.
Exactly.
So, you know, to just have a conversation.
Yeah. It still speaks about your history at the end of the day, where we're going to do a credit check or whatever the case
That's
is.
Right.
You know, you want something to be positive, something positive to reflect, you know what? Well, yes, they would have been going through these dark ages.